Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's always such a privilege and a blessing to come into your homes, into your workplaces, your automobiles. And I just invite you, if you're a new listener, to be blessed. If at any point you would like to rehear a broadcast or perhaps you've missed one, I invite you to go to www.unveilchrist.org and you can click on the broadcast and listen at your convenience anytime. But I've been ministering on one passage of Scripture found in the book of Psalms, that's 119, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." And we looked upon how that can operate in our personal lives. Why should that promise be true? Well, we love His law because it reflects Him, because of its practical effect on us, and because of the understanding and spiritual insight it gives us. And so not only is this practical and helpful in our personal battles and challenges and trials we go through, but also as Christians, our witness to the world. And I believe we can apply this scripture on a larger level to that of the world, that God has called us to be as light and as salt in this perverse generation. And what we need to do as Christians is to be engaged in whatever ways the Lord would open to us. We all have a circle of influence. It might just be our neighbor or our co-workers, wherever it is. I mean, we are all able ministers of the new covenant. And that does not mean that you have to have a pulpit to stand and preach on. But beloved, there is an audience that you have in your circle of friends. You might even be limited physically. You might not get out much, but people you have by letter, by phone, you can be a positive influence for the Lord. And beloved, I believe that we have to understand that this is our Father's world. And while there is wickedness and evil of every kind, increasing a depth of evil, such as I've not seen. I mean, I'm in my 70s and I grew up in the 40s and 50s, and the world was so different then in such a short period of time to see how the world, here in America too, how we have changed. And while there is wickedness, beloved, I believe as Christians, we have to understand we have the answer to the problem. You know, as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, there was a dear sister I know, she really loved the Lord. She would cross over the street on the walk on the other side so she didn't have to walk past a tavern. Now, there's some Christians that have a problem celebrating Christmas with all the traditional trappings. Beloved, we need to reclaim everything, I believe, that the devil has perverted for Christ. The music, dance, the arts, all of these ways of enjoyment and expressing oneself. I mean, goodness, the great masters, the classical music that we have over the centuries. Music has been given by God. Those who have actually gone to heaven, one of my favorite reading is to read books for those who have actually gone to be with the Lord and have come back, that the music, heaven is filled with music. But you know, there were actually denominations that would not allow music in their services because it was of the devil. Well, of course, everything in this world has been corrupted. Everything. The simple matter of eating it has been perverted. People are gluttonous to this point in time, that there's so many stresses. People are overeating, and overweight is such a serious problem, even among our children. And, you know, all through church history, for example, I was raised Catholic, and we used to celebrate November 1st, or All Souls Day, to remember the saints who loved Jesus and gave their lives in the help and service of others. Now, the night before this very important day was called Hallowed, or Holy Evening. It was kind of a little like Christmas Eve for the remembrance of Christians or those who loved Jesus. And so what would happen? Centuries ago, the poor would go to the homes of Christians to ask for food. Special cakes would be baked, and Christian families would put candles in the window to welcome the poor. It was a special time. Children would watch by the window, waiting for a poor family to come by and ask for food. And mother would try to send the children to bed, but every time there was another knock on the door, they'd be there again by the window. However, listen to this. Those who disliked the Christians began to tease and persecute them and began dressing up as witches, devils, and ghosts to frighten the children. It was a cruel thing to do, especially taking a holy evening and turning it into something evil. And of course, we know Halloween now, there are, thousands of dollars that are being spent on this holiday. It's celebrated more than Thanksgiving. And so, yes, the world takes everything good and perverts it. In Daniel, the 7th chapter, there are some words that speak of the Antichrist, and I just want to share that in verse 25, referencing the Antichrist. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it unto the end. Beloved, there's good news. For a time, the enemy has been given free rein, if you will, in the lives of those who do not believe. That's why we must work as never before to see souls brought into the kingdom. But listen to verse 27. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, hallelujah, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Beloved, there's in God's providence, there is a fulfillment of his plan and purposes. Even the wicked are reserved for the days of judgment. You remember the children of Israel? They were told to go and kill the Canaanites. They were not to intermarry with them, and they did not follow that through to its completion as the Lord had requested, because they became thorns in their side and in their eyes, and they were their undoing, because they became idolatrous just as the wicked generation surrounding them were. However, the Lord was saying the wickedness of the Amorites is not yet full. He had been ministering to those people. Don't you know that God loves every unsaved person on the face of the earth? He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Father sent Jesus. But God had been dealing, we don't have record of that in the Bible, but you know God, if you know his character, of course he was dealing with them. He was dealing with the men of Nineveh. Do you remember the whole book of Jonah? He went there and he preached that Nineveh would experience judgment unless they repented, and everybody repented. The king, even the animals were required to fast, and there was a returning away from the wickedness of their ways, and it wasn't until like 100 years later that Nineveh was eventually destroyed by those who chose to follow, again, the path of evil and the ways of wickedness. And so, beloved, you know, as we look at our world around us, it's not politically even correct to say Merry Christmas. Well, according to what I just read in Daniel, the 7th chapter, Christmas and Easter will be taken out. And it's impossible, beloved, to take Christ out of those holidays. So, on a personal or a world level, We need never be offended again. Why? Because of what Psalm 119 tells us, 165, great peace have they who love thy law. Nothing shall offend or make them stumble. God is in control. He will right all wrongs. He will make everything okay. He's going to wipe every tear from our eyes. And I'd like to share, in closing, my last scripture with you in 1 John, the second chapter, verses 3 to 5. This is the Amplified translation. I'll share some other translations. And this is how we may discern daily by experience that we are coming to know Him, to perceive, to recognize, to understand, and become better acquainted with Him. If we keep, bear in mind, if we observe, if we practice His teachings, His precepts, and commandments. Another translation says, whoever says, I know Him, I perceive, recognize, understand, and am acquainted with Him, but fails to keep and obey His commandments, His teaching, is a liar, and the truth of the gospel is not in him. But he who keeps, treasures His word, who bears in mind His precepts, who observes His message in its entirety, truly in him has the love of God and for God been perfected, completed, and reached maturity. Hallelujah. Beloved, great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them or make them stumble. Let's go to prayer. Father, I thank you for this word, and we thank you, Lord, for making this a real Rhema word to our hearts, Lord, where we can enter into that level of peace and confidence and anointing. Father, going out, seeking to do good, reclaiming the evil, and doing all we can to be an effective witness for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness, and that your plan is in operation, and you shall receive great glory and victory. Lord, as we stand before you, we shall see that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, my heart is so full, I could be sharing so much more. I wish I had time to minister to you, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you so much for joining me. Remember this, claim this as a promise, that if you will love God's word and make it a part of your life, nothing will offend you, and you'll have great peace. Praise God. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests, and if God's moving on your heart to help financially, obey Him. He's got a reason for it. God bless you. Thank you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,